shut down that sort of closed my show out. And the week after that, I decided to take a trip to Florida. Yeah, South Florida, last week. Remember what happened then? I spent some time with a hurricane named Matthew. But I live to tell about it, and maybe I will. I don't know. Quite an experience. But anyway, happy to be here at Tufts Freeform Radio once again, playing the freeform for you. I'm all pent up with music that I wanted to play and things I wanted to say. So we'll see what happens. But damn, I'm glad I get to do this. So welcome to WMFO. First set today is going to start with some new noise from a band called Estrons. This is kind of a rocker, everybody. So if you're not up, prepare to change that status. This is called I'm Not Your Girl. Estrons, brand new here at WMFO.
I had a lot of answers. keep your composure. I tell myself, don't touch the flame if you don't wanna get burned. And this kind of temptation, I swore I wouldn't give in. 'Cause once you felt your heart break, you find yourself saying you're never gonna fall again. So go on.
Started in January of 1970. Darling, 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
WMFO 922 on a beautiful early fall day. How you doing? Mike on the mic here at Tufts Freeform Radio, along with Mark Hurwitz. Hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Hello, and Bob Angel.
Hey, good morning.
And Bob.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the hurricane didn't get you. That's good.
Well, you know, I guess I should talk about that a little bit.
No.
Well, a little bit. I mean, a little bit means a little bit.
Okay.
Went to Florida. You know, you go there for the sunshine and the family, and in this case, the, was it Rosh Hashanah? Or, no, it was Yom Kippur. No, it was Rosh Hashanah I went, yeah.
How would I know?
Yeah, so we went for that. Anyway.
You don't know.
My mind is all scrambled, but I went down there, and it turns out midweek there was this hurricane named Matthew that was after us. And, you know, my father's like, don't worry about it. I've been through five of these. I'm like, yeah, but Dad, the thing is, look, it's coming. He goes, it'll miss us. So anyway, you know, when the governor of Florida got on TV and he's like, this could kill you, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to take any chances. So I pulled all the wooden, I just hit the microphone, all the wooden things on the windows, the hurricane shutters, wind towels on the windows, all that stuff. And I'm telling you, when you close a house up like that, it's like you're in a cave. There is no light in there, nothing. We expected we'd lose power and everything. And then, you know, like, we were supposed to get the worst of it. The hurricane force winds like at midnight on that night. And around 10:30, they gave us the all clear. They said it moved north, and we're just going to get, you know.
You were in Miami?
We were in West Palm Beach.
West Palm.
So it moved. So I can't believe that we woke up the next day. There was some pieces of trees around and stuff, and a couple neighbors needed help, but that was it. But I feel lucky but guilty, because up the coast, they're still dealing with no power and flooding and whatever.
Yeah, Jacksonville got hit really hard.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach was really slammed. I think it hit Myrtle Beach. The eye of the storm was right there.
So
I knew people in Charleston.
Yeah, so our thoughts to those folks that are still dealing with this, for sure. But anyway, before I tell you what we played in that last set, Bob, congratulations. You're now a WMFO staffer.
Hey!
Right?
Am I?
Yeah,
congrats.
You can have your own show.
Terrific.
I know, eventually. I don't know when yet, but we're all excited about that, aren't we?
Definitely.
Yes. You better say yes.
Yes. only the WMFO admin staff shadow knows.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out soon. Yeah.
Hopefully it's not 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. every day.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Then you're just going to have Trump listening. What good is that?
Yeah.
Trump, is he still
all
around?
All right. So,
wow, political talk.
No, no. So started that last set with something new, some new noise from a band called Estrons that was a single from their new effort that's called I'm Not Your Girl. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm telling you, I'm not. Okay. Next was a classic from Wilco. Sorry about that.
Hey, you laughed at your own joke. That's always a good thing.
Wilco was next from the What's Your 20 CD. It was a range of tracks from 94 to 2014. That was a box full of letters. Los Lobos from recently, 2015 or so. Gates of Gold is a CD, Made to Break Your Heart. Great band. Next, Striking Matches from the Nothing But the Silence CD. There was Make a Liar Out of Me. And then, of course, Derek and His Dominoes, Eric Clapton, from a collection that I've had forever. These guys can look at this CD. Remember the Sounds of the 70s or what? I pulled some CDs in my house.
Yeah.
And this was on that collection, of course, Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad?
From one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, not that one.
No, not that one. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Is that K-Tel?
I'll never tell.
Okay.
But anyway, somebody on the Facebook thread, I think it was Jeff Mia, said, hey, Newman's pulling out the old noise.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I just heard a cricket.
He did. I thought it was pretty good.
No, it is.
I'm with
is.
You, Jeff, yeah. Okay?
No, I am too.
I think K-Tel went out of business before CDs came in, and that was CD that he played that off of. So
We'll just think of that as a gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, how about some more new noise, everybody?
Yay. Sure.
I have a new album coming out from Kings of Leon. Yes, we do. And this one is called Find Me. Actually, the CD is called Walls. Again, nothing to do with who I mentioned before. This is called Find Me, new Kings of Leon here at WMFO.
distant red neon shivered in the heat. I was feeling like a stranger in a strange land. You know, where people play games with the night. God, it was too hot to sleep. I followed the sound of a jukebox coming from up the levee. All of a sudden, I could hear somebody whistling from right behind me. I turned around and she said, "Why do you always end up down at Nick's Cafe?" I said, I don't know. The wind just kind of pushed me this way. She said, "Hang the rich." Empty, abandoned 59 Chevy. Laying in the back seat, listening to Little Willie John. Yeah, it's when time stood still. You know, I think I'm gonna go down to Madame X and let her read my mind. She said that voodoo stuff don't do nothing for me.
was handsome, but God is just love. and she feels just like an angel, stuck on her back down in the snow. But she's not scared, she will shoot you with a glance. And if you look her right back in the eye, you'll see infinite road. Most anything, not to feel so alone. So she sings to herself, but she never feels right until she's singing a stranger, singing a stranger.
Day. We're gonna find out how much
morning, everybody. It's WMFO 9:47 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic this morning, along with Mark Hurwitz. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
And the inimitable Bob Angel.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Mr. Inimitable.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that means, but
yeah, no one does. Trust me.
I can't even pronounce it.
So let me start with telling you what we played the last set. I want to start with the last song and back announce that, because that's really important to me and really important to Lisa Bastoni and Josh Cantor and all the great musicians on her new CD called The Wishing Hour.
It's a great record. Great record.
It just sounded great. And that was called Shimmies and Shakes. And Lisa and Josh were here in studio with me last March, I think it was. And they've been working on this all summer. And I got an advanced copy here. It's coming out in January. And they'll be back here in January, too. So I can't wait. That was Lisa Bastoni, Shimmies and Shakes. Before that, the Wood Brothers from the Paradise CD, Singing to Strangers. I've been playing a lot of stuff from the Wood Brothers before, and I hadn't done this one. I just love that band. And Mark, you were saying they had some stuff going on tour, sickness, something?
Yeah, I haven't heard the latest, but there was some kind of a medical emergency, so they had to cancel at least part of their concert tour. I think that came out 2 or 3 days ago, so I'm not sure if they're going to be back on the road, but boy, do they sound good. They kind of have that Avid Brothers type, or maybe a little Black Crowes there.
They do, and you know what gets me every time? It's just guitar work. Yeah. I mean, it's just great. Great listen. Guns N' Roses before that for Appetite for Destruction. That was Dust and Bones. Not often played. And Mark, you thought I didn't like Guns N' Roses, but I really do. I just don't. There's so much music.
Just way too much music out there. If I had my own show, it would be all Rolling Stones and Guns N' Roses, but you didn't hear that from me.
No, we didn't. Robbie Robertson, the great Somewhere Down the Crazy River, from a weird CD. I pulled a bunch of CDs from home, and this is from those CMJ, the college, what was it called? College something,
K-Tel.
Whatever.
No,
CMJ. It was college. They used to put them out all the time. It was called Certain Damage was the series.
Right.
That was from Volume 3, and that's Somewhere Down the
Crazy River. College Music Journal.
That was it. Yeah, the good old days. And then Brand New Noise from Kings of Leon. New CD is Walls. That was Find Me. All right, 9:49 in the morning, and I have yet another local artist to start off this new set. Glad to have new noise from our friend James Keys.
All right.
And James is putting out some stuff on a regular basis. He's doing just releases digitally. This is the first one, came out September 22nd. There'll be another release in December, March, and June of next year. And I guess I can call this the title track from this EP, and this is James and something very cool called To the Earth. New noise here. At WMFO.
We'll be right back.
just about 10 a.m. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.